Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for May 22nd, 2024, presented by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, live from Matenga's Pizzeria in San Antonio, Texas, for Week 11, Game 9. He's Tom Manas, the head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host. I want you all to be a part of the team tonight. Come in, chime in on the chat with your location, your question and comment. Go on and like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, Coach, any words before we get this thing started?
No.
All right, well, we'll be back with the first quarter Branded live from...
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
And welcome back to Branded from Matenga's Pizzeria, presented by Southwest Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. All right, Coach, how's your week been so far? We're Wednesday.
It's been busy.
Post-Tulsa.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great win. Really happy for the coaches and the players. I thought that, you know, our preparation that week was really well done, especially by the coaching staff, and you know, the players executed. We still have some room for improvement, we know that, but slow and steady we're moving our way up, and you know, I think winning four of the last five games kind of shows the trajectory of our team. You know, and you know, anytime you play a team like Tulsa is very physical, a little extracurricular physical.
They started that early.
Yeah, but we kind of knew that going in. So what we did is we took the approach that, you know, we were going to try to stay as focused as we can. And then, of course, we had, I don't know, like 70 yards of penalties in the first couple series. But a lot of that was retaliatory. I spoke to the league after the fact, and, you know, and they recognized that. I'll quote an unnamed source that said, yeah, I don't blame the guy for doing what he did in retaliation. But, you know, and I don't think that's a reflection of their coach. I love Marvin. I think he's not only a good football coach, he was a great player for many, many years in the NFL. He gets it. Great guy. Always a kind word. It was fun playing them. And it was fun being successful. It was a big step for us to go to 500 after the start we had. So, yeah.
So what'd you think of the celebration, the theme night, Military Appreciation Night?
I'll tell you what. To me, been in a lot of those. This was probably the best one I've ever been associated with. The fact that when they rappelled down with the flags and then rappelled down with the ball and the band. I'll take that band over a singer any day. I love that. It's something about it, you know. It means so much to them and to those of us that are patriotic. And I think it was just carried off really, really well. And we can't thank them enough for their service, and especially this time of year. In memory of the ones that didn't come home, gave the ultimate sacrifice. And that's the thing. I try never use the reference. You hear some coaches, hey, we're going to war. We're going to war. No, we're not. No, we're playing football. A war is when you sacrifice, you can sacrifice the ultimate. We don't do that. We play as hard as we can, and God willing, we get to, you know, have our pizza and beer afterwards and celebrate, but there's no words for it, for what they do, you know, just so very grateful.
Yeah, the band was something. It was Fort Sam Houston's own, and definitely check out the rebroadcast on YouTube if you haven't already.
Yeah, I've watched it a couple times, actually. Just that part of it.
Yeah, they set it up where they had microphones all around them, but mm-hmm. It really wasn't necessary because they filled the Freeman with that sound and presence, and it's just something organic about that.
Yeah, and the motorcycle guys, the vets that were on the bikes, and just the whole atmosphere was inspiring, you know, and I think that, I know for me, it motivated me to, you know, try to be the best I could be, and I'm sure it did the same thing with the players and the other coaches, too, so. Yeah.
And I leave it to you to single out individual players. Did you want me to mention about what Ricky Wyatt did?
Ricky had a great game.
Well, I mean, pregame. Oh, you didn't hear about this. Ricky pregame, because they were all veterans on the bikes, went over individually and shook each of the hands of the bike riders and thanked them individually for their
service. I'll be honest with you, like 10 players did that.
Okay, so that was
the coach.
But Ricky was the one who had the best social media presence. He got that story. He had somebody do that story on him.
Yeah, I think a lot of the team did that and acknowledged the soldiers and the current vets and the ones that were on the bikes, the combat vets. But you know, the thing about it is, Ricky, you know. I thought you were going to talk about the fact that Ricky won defensive player for us.
Oh, I did not. I did not know that. That wasn't in social media.
Yeah. No, we don't. We don't. You know, every game that we win, I give a game ball to what I think was. I don't vote on it. I don't. It's just my gut. It doesn't necessarily have to do with stats. It has to do with performance, leadership, all the things that come into it. How you interacted with your team, all those things. And this week, it was on defense, it was Ricky Wyatt, who I thought played an exceptional game, and getting very comfortable now playing IFL rules as a MAC linebacker. And the offensive player was Nyquan Murray, I thought Naquan played a great game. He had three touchdowns. Not only that, you know, he was coming off of an injury that he had been nursing and just played exceptional and just really proud of him in the way he performed. So, yeah, I think two good recipients of this week's internal offensive player and defensive player. And then externally, on a league level, Sam Castanova won player of the week again on the
offensive
offense.
Player of the week, yes.
Yeah. So he's, I think that's three for him now, three out of 8 games.
I know at least two. And I will tell you that of the top 10 quarterback performances, he has 5 of them in 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, he's killing it. I mean, but again, he can't do it without Tucker and Harvey and Hardy and Cornelius Lewis. Now we have Colby Byrd. That's a great storyline. Okay, so how it went down. Wow. Okay, so first off, it happened where I think I'm trying to think of the timing of it, but
it was post Duke City, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the Tulsa game.
Okay.
In the Tulsa game, we lost Austin Collier to a knee injury. Austin's going to be out the rest of the year.
Oh, wow.
And he got rolled on a point after attempt, just an unfortunate injury for Austin. He'll be back next year with us, but he's gonna need surgery to repair his knee. But then all of a sudden, we asked Colby Byrd, who we just traded for from Duke City, and we said, hey, Colby, we know we brought you in as a backup center and a tackle, but guess what? You're playing defensive line.
Had he ever played defensive line?
I think not since junior high or high school, and he did a great job. I mean, he did a really good job for us. And then, of course, when Harvey went out, went out when he got ejected.
Right.
Then he had to play offensive tackle as well. So I'll tell you what, it was just, you know, that's what you hope when you bring a player in, that they buy in. That's a kid who's bought in. He's real happy here. I think he comes up to me at least once a day and says, thank you, I really appreciate being here. And I, you know, I don't know if that's after coming from Duke City or just being, you know, grateful to be here. But no, overall, the performance of the guy, Sam, like I said, he has a great receiving core. I think just to kind of go over a few plays, you know, I think Naquan had 3. DJ, I think, had 2. And Upshaw had 1.
Yep.
Upshaw's run, though, up the wall on
it was
a little
great.
Quick hitch.
Yes.
And then
did a basketball move on the guy and then
just ran
gone.
Up the side. And, yep. And I thought they were going to catch him at the end there, and he just kind of high-stepped at around the 5. And he's just been a great, great addition to this football team. Really good, talented guy. And again, it goes back to Coach Fuller puts all these guys in position to make plays, you know. So him and Coach Johnson on the offense did a great job. And Coach McKinney and Coach Richardson, we're starting to see the defense start carrying their end of the bargain. So happy with the performance. Would I like it to be less threatening at times? Yeah, but, hey, W's a W. And like I said, hardest thing in the world to do is win a professional football game. So I'm real happy for everybody.
Did at home, and
yeah,
we can talk a little more details of a few more things in the second quarter, but I did want to mention one more thing before we left this quarter. We're back to Matangas.
Yeah, my We've favorite away, pizza place.
Been away for 2 weeks, and
yeah.
Back into the garlic and all of that, and the the checkered tablecloth, and here in shirts.
Yeah, I love it here. Great place. I hope everyone's giving it a try. You will not. I think they were voted #1 pizza now in San Antonio.
Oh, they're currently in the in the contest for that every single year. The Express News has an event. Look, folks, go out and vote for Matangas for Best Pizza. Well, they have won it in the years past. The voting, I think, is still going on right now, but I could be mistaken. I wish Jen was here to square me away on that. Maybe Jen will pop up in the feed and tell me what's going on.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Don't know.
Yeah. No, that's it.
All right.
That's all I got.
That'll be it then for our first quarter. We'll be back with more of Branded and the start of the second quarter in just a bit.
Reputation. It defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is not football as you know it. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to Branded, live from Matangas Pizzeria. Branded presented by our sponsor, always want to say, South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. Now a little more detail into the second quarter. We were put into a fairly awkward situation by a series of penalties and had to kick a first attempt at a field goal.
It was a punt.
Effectively, that was a punt. Brian Billick chiming in to break from my question. It's in the San Antonio Current, and Matangas is up for best pizza, best wings, and best snacks. And the San Antonio Gunslingers are also up as best family attraction. That's in the About Town category. And John Wayne Service Company for best HVAC AC. So get out there, go and vote, because we have a lot of horses in this particular derby, Matangas, as well as the Gunslingers, and of course John Wayne, which without which none of this would have been possible.
Thank you, Don Reckler. Yes.
So that one was a kick, but we were fourth and goal from the 5-yard line, and we went and attempted a field goal
punt,
but we were on our 5 going in.
Oh, you're talking about the one where we were going in.
Right, where we were going in, and it was 4th and 5.
Right. And?
And it was a surprise.
It was Coach Fuller on the headset said, I'd like to kick because that'll put us up two scores at the time.
Right.
And when it comes to the offense and putting points on the board with the offense, I trust Coach Fuller implicitly, and that's what we did. We made the attempt. So
that's why, again, you wouldn't argue with the genius that is Coach Fuller. As I've been watching film, I told him pregame, I'm seeing things that every single player is doing as part of the offense, how the receiver that's not the first target is putting their head on one side or the other side or engaging the corner, and all of that is to set up to the maximum extent possible the rest of the play away from that side of the field.
Well, Coach Fuller preaches detail.
Right.
And, he demands it with the receivers, with the line, with the quarterbacks, running backs. And, again, if Coach wants to kick, hey, I said, okay. And then, as a matter of fact, when the play was over, Sam came over and he's yelling at me, and I said, don't yell at me. I said, talk to Coach Fuller. Coach Fuller wanted to kick because we had made several attempts to get in and hadn't gotten in, and Coach wanted to put points on the board. And that's where you got to kind of put your ego aside. And then once Sam realized that what we were trying to do, of course, Sam bought in, and, we were fine. But, he's a competitor. All the guys are competitors. They want to definitely go ahead. If you hear that, they're moving a keg across the tile floor right now.
We've got a great microphone here picking up all the sound in the room.
But that's,
no worries.
That kind of answers, I guess, that.
Right. And the hard part about that play, and I think what might have upset Sam, obviously missing upset a lot of people, but Sam had to feel a high snap, but he did a great job getting that down.
Yeah, but it was a high snap.
I think it just affected the timing.
Was that the one Collier got hurt on?
I don't know.
I think it might have been, or it was a PAT. I don't recall, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I stress that the next day is that we've got to get much better at our point after attempts. We've had a couple blocked, and we worked out some things this week and been working on it. We're going to get better. We're going to keep getting better in all facets of the game. They call them special teams for a reason. They're supposed to be special. So let's play special when we're on special teams. It's not a playoff. So
no, definitely not, because we know that our opponents scout us, and our opponents know that other opponents have had some success in that particular department. So
it wasn't strategic error. It was personnel error. So you can fix that, and we did. So yeah, I'm not going to harp on what happened two or three games ago and things like that. But we fixed that part of it. We just got to get, make sure we're consistent with our snaps, consistent with our blocking, and covering the ball when we do a longer field goal punt type situation, things like that. So
what of this game, what was something that you put in, implemented, stressed that did happen? That what was the significant improvement? Because I look at how the defense played in the game. I thought it was the best total defensive performance we had had. I thought the offense was ticking along. We did what we needed to do when we needed to do it.
We held an opponent to under 40. We came close to scoring our 60. Kind of hard not to be happy about that. The other thing is we created stops. I think we had four or five stops. Not looking at my sheet, but we had four or five stops on their against their offense, and we had two turnovers. We had two interceptions. So, yeah, that's kind of what I asked for, and that's what we got. And we added some things to our defensive backfield, and we're going to have some more things prepared for this Saturday. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, so we were excited about it, that it was successful. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. We came out with the win.
Came out with a win and maintained the history. I'd mentioned to you pregame that Tulsa hasn't had a lot of success against Western opponents They hadn't beaten a Western opponent. And, you know, these are numbers.
Are we in the West?
Yeah.
Because we keep playing all these teams in the East.
It seems like it. And not just any team in the East. We play the top teams in the East. We'll be playing the Pirates, who are, you know, the only top team we're not playing in the East is the Blizzard. That's about it.
We play Frisco three times. We play Mass twice.
Right.
I mean, those guys are, you know, right in there. And
yep.
Just, to me, it's just confusing.
We're playing the top of the table.
Yeah.
But we are in the West. We are in the Western Conference.
I know we are.
And Tulsa.
Just being facetious, but yeah, it just seems like we play a lot of teams in the East.
Let's see, Mark Yamaguchi chiming in, quoted by someone you may or may not know, you strive for perfection, but will accept excellence.
Yeah. Well, I always say we can't be perfect. You're never going to be perfect. But you can be perfect in your effort. And that you can control. Nobody else can control that. So as long as we give perfect effort, I'm always confident we're going to come out of it with the win. The biggest thing is we keep striving to be the best version of us as a football team and as individual players, and I don't think we've gotten there yet, which is okay. I don't want to be there in May. I want to be there, you know, when it matters. But we got to be good enough to get there at the end, too. So.
And Dukan chiming in with one of the many reasons we've talked about multiple times that we have had a tough schedule.
We've had a ridiculous schedule. Let's be straight. We played five games in the month of April, and some of those games were, I think we played 3 in 12 days.
Right, to open the season.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, that's just dumb, you know? And then we go 0-3, so we don't even have a chance after we lose to fix what's broke because we're getting ready for the next team. And we have 2 days of practice or 1 day of practice or 3 days of practice. You don't have enough time to really correct what you need to correct. So I think that had a big part to do with our three-game opening was the schedule and the officiating. Sucked. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. And it didn't help us at all that we got some very poor calls. And if you think about it, you know, forget the laterals and all that at the end of the game when we were just trying to save it. It was a one-point game, right?
Oh, you're talking about San Diego. Diego. Yeah, yeah.
And that's a team that, you know, had been around for 3-4 years, right? And then now we come in and it's our first day at the dance and we haven't won. And then we come back and we play Northern Arizona and we lose by 7, right? One score. Vegas, we sucked. We played horrible, okay? We coached bad. We played bad. Everything was bad about Vegas. That's going to happen, though, okay? Then we come back off that, and we beat Frisco, right? And then we played Frisco again, and would we lose by 4?
Well, ultimately, it was one score.
It was like 4 points,
and
I think.
And it was in the very, very end of the game.
Right, and again, I'm not going to say, but... Yeah, 4 points. So, aside from the Vegas game out of the 8 we played, we've been very competitive. So, you know, I get asked all the time by everybody, you know, did you fall off a little bit in this? Did you do this a little bit in that? And I'm going to give you the answer I give everyone, which is the honest to God truth. When people play us, I really think we're hated. Maybe they hate me. Maybe they hate San Antonio. Maybe they hate teams that came from the NAL. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but we're everybody's Super Bowl. Like, they come in like they want to just...
Well, nobody's overlooking us, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
Making roster changes, bringing back quarterbacks, signing new quarterbacks.
We are the best. We were the best. What was it? 3-4 team or 4-4 whatever it was, you know, underdog team in the country. And then I think we kind of, by putting two together now and winning 4 of the last 5, I think we're going to get the best version of Bay Area. I'm really excited about this game. because I want to go against the best. And
defending champs, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that. Sorry, but it's what you know. Football's like, what have you done now? It's right. Not about what you did last year or what you did the year before. They're a great coach team. They got great personnel. They're super competitive. They're physical. Like I said, their coaching is outstanding. They've got great game plan, great scheme. I know our coaches are excited. I know our players are excited. You know, it's our goal to go out to San Jose on Saturday and end up being 5-4. And I'll put it out there. If we go 5-4, we're going to be in the playoffs because we're gonna have it figured out. If we can go up to Bay Area and we can beat them, which I think we can do, I know it'll be a war. Ooh, almost said war. I know it'll be a battle for sure on the field. But I think if we can come off of that, we can legitimately say we're starting to develop a winning culture. Okay? Win one. What do I always say? Win one.
You can be lucky.
You can be lucky. Win two, you're pretty good. Win three, hey, man, you got something going on, right? So if we can put three in a row, which has been my goal this season, is to get more than one or two wins at a time, put three together. I think then four becomes easier, five becomes easier, six becomes easier, and wins. You know, you just keep winning because now you have the confidence that you can do that.
So becomes a habit.
It becomes a habit, just like right. Losing can become a yep. habit. And we're seeing that with some teams right now. You know, it's not because they're not well-coached or good football teams. It's just because they haven't won, so they haven't gotten that culture established within their organization.
Did you want to talk more about that in the third quarter?
Sure.
All right. Well, we'll put a break here because we're on that time to do so. We'll come back and talk more about culture issues and perhaps take a look around the league
culture issues.
You are watching Branded Live from Matenga's Pizzeria in Shirts.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard and we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matenga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matenga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Our next home game, Saturday, June 8th at 5:30 p.m. inside the Freeman Coliseum. It's Superhero Night, and this is one you won't want to miss. Get your tickets, and we'll see you Saturday, June 8th.
And welcome back to Branded Live from Matenga's Pizzeria. Branded, of course, presented by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. Before we went down into the break, we were going to talk about culture. We did have some comments as we were coming back in. Mark Yamaguchi out of Houston telling us you're only as good as your last game. And Ducon pointing out that we are, in fact, in the last five games, we are 4-1, or have won four out of the last five. which is a positive thing. When we left, we wanted to talk about culture and things happening in and around the league. And you had mentioned something that I thought was very, very important, was establishing a winning culture. What does that look like? How do you know that you are there?
Well, sometimes you can have a team that all comes from other championships, and they know how to win. They know the sacrifices that are needed. They know how to be coached. They know how to perform. And then sometimes you have half your team that comes from that, and then you have, because of our rules in this league, that we have to have so many non-veteran players.
Right.
You get a lot of kids that didn't have the opportunity to have a championship culture. So to me, what's a championship culture? It's real simple. You're a champion. If you're not a champion, you can't have a championship culture. Well, it's really hard to win a championship, so a lot of kids don't have that in their resume. Okay, I can't tell you how many kids come into my office and say, I want one of those rings, you know, because they've never had them, but they're striving for them. When you have a championship culture, you assume you're getting a ring at the end of the year.
Right, because they know what that feels like.
And you know how to get there.
Right, and you know what it takes.
There's literally a map of how to become a champion. There's literally a map.
You want to walk us through it, Coach?
No, it's no big secret. It's do more than the other guy, right? Be the best version of you every single day. Practice is included, not just games, because you play games like how you practiced all week. If you slack all week, you're going to play slack on Saturday. I don't care what anybody says. It's the amount of work you put in off the field in the weight room. It's the amount of work you put in your nutrition, your sleep, your hydration. It's all that's a champion. That is the epitome of a champion athlete. Just coming to practice for 2 hours and watching a couple hours of film is not a championship culture. That's not it. It's doing everything you possibly can. And then we go back to my Nelson Mandela thing, which is, I can't be great unless I make you great. So not only do you have to worry about yourself, you really do have to look out for your brother on the team and make him go to that same level. And once you do that, and you develop that, not only with offensive guys and a couple defensive guys, I'm talking the whole 25-man roster, then you have a championship culture. Now, on the other side of that, if you don't practice consistently, if you don't go ahead and, you know, put in the time, the effort, and the film study in the weight room, in your nutrition, in your sleep, hydration, all those things, then don't be surprised if you lose.
Because it's the little things. It's gonna be the accumulation of all those habits together.
Right. It's not 1 of 10. It's not 2 of 10. It's 10 of 10. And once you get 25 men that agree to live those 10 out of 10 things consistently, you will never lose a football game. You will never lose a football game. Now, other teams may challenge you, and let's say, that's a broad statement, but let's say another team comes in, performs really great, and they do their thing too, and you end up losing. At least you don't have regret on performance and or effort or preparation.
You can't say later, well, if we don't, if only.
Right.
You won't have those regrets.
Right.
Dukon did chime in, says, don't talk about what you want to have at the end of the year. Talk about what it takes to get what you want at the end of the year. And talking about helping other people reach their goals, sort of a not exactly the goal we had in mind. Alex Schuberth from Sports Coast to Coats saying congratulations on taking down the Oilers last week. The victory helped him secure his first three-leg parlay win of 2024. Guns up, profits up. That's not exactly what we were doing this for, but we are happy to believe in those and help those that believe in us.
Right. Well, again, we do it for a different cause, but I don't look at the betting line. Not that I'm going to gamble. I just want to see what they think of us. And I love when we miff it, right? Like the first time we played Frisco, I know some people lost a lot of money. Some people made a lot of money. So, but it was just, you know, I look at it as kind of a guilty pleasure, you know, when I look at that. So, you know, our thing here is, look, we want to score as many points as we can on offense, and we want to get as many stops as we can on defense. There's indoor football. You just had your lesson. That's it. And like when we played Duke City, everyone says, oh, boy, that was a close game. Their kicker had like 14 points.
Right.
I mean, the kicker should have been Outstanding Player of the Year for them, okay?
Yeah, Ernesto Acayo is
I mean, no,
an
but
amazing,
he had a great game,
great
right?
Great evening against us.
And even with that, we were able to get the victory. So when someone questions, or if anyone ever questions, you know, hey, listen, you're going against other professional athletes, right? And they're going to have performances. And some of those professional athletes have the attributes that we just talked about, which makes it very challenging. So, yep, that's it.
Well, if you didn't know already, it's a plus nine is the spread this week going into Bay Area. And we'll talk.
Oh. So they're giving us nine.
Yes. Yeah, the spread is nine, that it's Bay Area minus nine. And
okay.
We mess that up if the final score is less than 9 points. But we're not interested in less than 9 points at the end of the game.
No. We wanna come out of there, and again, I'll say this out loud. I don't care if it's 1 point or 20 points. 50 points. I just want to win. And I think this is a team that can do it. We had a great week of practice. We've had good preparation. I know the coach has been killing it. Players have been working really hard. You know how humid and hot it's been. We've been out there two and a half hours every single day. Then they have their weights and they have, you know, everything, the meetings and all that stuff. No complaints, no nothing, just come in and work. And
well, I bet they're grateful they are. The owner of the team runs an air conditioning outfit. And
oh, you mean once, for the locker room?
Yeah, once
stuff?
Yeah, once they're inside, they get the stress off of that.
Yeah, but really, all kidding aside, they're on AstroTurf and they see, you know, and that says a lot about them, and to perform the way they do at practice is amicable. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, Ducom was asking, when do we travel? We travel tomorrow?
No, we will travel Friday.
Okay, so we'll travel Friday, which...
Yeah, Friday. We pretty much, because we're going to San Jose, our deal is that we're going to make it just a travel day. We're not going to worry about walkthrough. We're not going to worry about any of that on Friday. Hay's in the barn by then anyway. We're going to pretty much make all day Friday our travel. We get to San Jose, I think, around 4 o'clock Pacific time. And then we're going to go get something to eat, and then we'll be in for the night until the next morning and have breakfast and then head over to pregame meal around 2 o'clock, and I think we're at the arena by 3:30, and kickoff is, what, 6:05 Pacific. So.
That'll be 8:05 here, and that's our watch party start time of Main Event North. So If you're not going to go out to San Jose, but now you do know the way to San Jose.
Oh, boy.
I was going to work that in at some point.
You had to.
It's obligatory. If it's a low hanging fruit of a joke, I'm gonna take it. Be at the watch party at Main Event North, and given that I did get a reaction from the crowd, I'm gonna take us out of the quarter
No, no, you got a reaction from one person.
Well, do you want me to show the crowd?
I think it was a pity laugh. It was a pity laugh.
Okay. Yeah,
see,
but I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it.
No, okay.
I'll take it.
Sorry. No.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, Phil says he was actually waiting for the laugh. Okay, let's go. Yeah. Coach says. Yeah, he was waiting for it because he knows. We'll be back with our fourth quarter and a bit of a preview of that game when we return. You're watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go Gunslingers, let's go baby! Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
And welcome back to our fourth quarter of Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, back at Matanga's Pizzeria. And let's talk about those Bay Area Panthers.
Wow, good football team. Really good football team. We're expecting a run-heavy game. They have a great running attack. They have a quarterback likes to run the ball. They have a good running back that definitely likes to. They run a good read option. Quarterback likes to do draws. They can do tosses. They've got a good run attack. They can throw too when they need to. But if they come out and they have success with their run game, we feel like they're going to stick with their run game. So we can't let that happen. We have to be really concentrating on our run defense.
So a point of success would be to knock them out of their preferred approach to
the
game.
That's every week,
right?
When you do a scouting report. You know, on defense, you want to kind of, if you have a pass heavy, you want to be great in the back end. If you run, you want to be great up front. So, yeah, and I think we prepared well for either or, depending on what they come out with. Tulsa was kind of a mishmash, so we had to, adjust. But I think Oakland or Bay Area rather is going to come out with a pretty significant run presence.
But for the first week in the last 2 weeks, last three games, we actually know who the starting quarterback is going to be. We know who the starting quarterback is going to be. We had Edwards change. With Frisco, but the next 2 weeks it was like, oh, we have this guy at quarterback.
Well, I think they like him because he can run. So, and that's part of it. And if you watch the film, and I know you watched some VidSwap, he loves quarterback draw. You know, he likes putting his foot down and going. So, we'll see.
I spread out the receivers, create an opening up the middle, and daylight, I go.
Well, that, and I'd like him to meet Mr. Love and Ricky personally. Yeah, so maybe we can set him up on a date. for Saturday.
Well, I think they definitely do have a date Saturday, and it just because you've got Love blocked doesn't mean he can't roll off of that block and swat.
Well, here's the thing. When you play nose guard, one of your jobs is, obviously to control the center and to control the A-gaps, but another part of your job is when they try to zone block is to occupy those two blockers so you keep them off the linebackers, you know, and that's true in the NFL, that's true in the IFL, you know, so that way your linebackers can flow and make plays. Saragusa made Ray Lewis just by keeping guys off of him. And Ray Lewis was able to make his way all the way to the Hall of Fame on that, you know. But I guarantee you, I don't know this for a fact, but I'll bet you Ray Lewis took care of Saragusa. Yeah, you know.
It's like you're the guy that made it possible, because without that there,
right.
the linebacker's got to be dealing with other stuff.
Okay.
Yep, Dukon had a big comment
boy.
Here. Yes, he's been all over our show tonight, Coach.
Yeah.
Wanted to say something.
I thought he retired. No, I'm just kidding.
I know he's very tired, but I don't think he's retired. Coach, I want to say something. When the schedules first released, this was the game I circled as my favorite matchup. When Keith left Albany and you took the job there,
You
both won two championships since that time. The both of you know how to build a championship roster and mentality. I cannot tell you how much I want to see this game. Oh, well, you just did, Dukon. I believe in you and your guys.
Well, first of all, thank you, and I would be lying if I didn't say this kind of had a little personal touch to it, but much respect for Coach, and I think I've got the edge because I've got Fuller. So, you know, that's how I look at it, and my whole coaching staff. So, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be good to see him. It's going to be good to go. You know, we already faced Les, who was there too. Moss, and now we'll get the other half of that combo, and I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun time.
I think Mark Yamaguchi, in response to the Harold Love comment, say hello to my little friend. I can't do the accent correctly for that one.
It's a Scarface quote.
Yes, yeah. The Scarface quote.
Believe me, everyone knows that quote. Yes, yeah. Mark. I would love to say my little friend, but he obviously
is.
We're
not
talking about Harold. Harold's not a little guy.
No, but he is so quick.
Yeah, he's pretty quick for, what is he, like 425, 450? No, I'm just kidding. Harold, he's lost a lot of weight, actually. Harold looks great. He's in good shape.
Did we want to talk about how the secondary
Tina
has evolved? Yes. Yeah, we'll throw up here.
I just want to say hi to Tina, because she's a great... So, you know, obviously, DJ Myers' mom, and... yeah, she always has nice things to say. What were you going to say now?
Did you want to talk about the secondary, how the secondary is playing, and how important the secondary is going to be in this game for the Gunslingers?
Well, the secondary is always important in indoor football. I mean, that they're critical to the success of an indoor football team. I think that now that the guys that we have in our rotation are comfortable now playing indoor football, coming off the big field. I think that you're going to see significant improvement consistently as we move forward with the rest of the season. So, yeah, and, you know, my thing is this. There's a couple reasons why we want to have a great game against Bay Area. One is obviously our record, so we can move up. Consistently move up. Two is to build that championship culture. And three is it's a bye week, and I really don't want to spend a week away from football with that, you know, with the loss.
Ruminating over that.
Yeah, that's just the worst thing
to do. The last thing you did was.
And especially when you're doing it away. So now you got to get on a plane and fly 5 hours and be thinking about it. Then you got a whole week to think about it. And I want the team, if any of my players are listening, you don't want to have that. We want to definitely go in there and give our best effort.
Well, speaking of best effort, real quick, want to go through and do a roll call. Haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah, that's fine.
Missions Highlighter joining us. And yeah. Mark Yamaguchi, we had mentioned from Houston earlier. Weston Collins here in attendance tonight. Raza Khan, I think. I'm not really sure where he's from or what he's about, but he chimed in as well. And, of course, Brian Billick is in attendance as well. And we've mentioned Dukon, of course, with the schedule. Let's see.
The usual suspects.
The usual suspects. And, of course, Alex Shuberth. I'd mentioned him from Sports Coast to Coast of the Wager Wednesday line, telling us about all kinds of things there. Tina. And last but not least, oh yes, we did have Tina. We just mentioned her and Susan Manas.
Yeah, she, you know, so I had the whole crew in. Started with Tommy and Brittany and her parents, and they were there for a couple of days, and then Susan was there, and then Madison flew in from Canada. So then I had her until yesterday. I drove her to the airport and she went home. So it's been a lot of family in and out. Susan, she, God love her, man. She came in Tuesday, stayed for the game, did her thing, took her to the airport Sunday. Monday she was in Chicago for a conference. So she's there until tomorrow or Friday. So she's traveling a lot these days. Yeah.
But and San Antonio's on the itinerary.
Yeah.
And when she can make it down here.
Well, no, she's coming back for Duke City. So she's bringing Eli. And we're going to have the little mini-me. I asked him today, I said, will you run out of the fireworks with me for pregame? Because when we were in Albany, had a meltdown like 10 seconds before we were supposed to run out. So I grabbed him and I hugged him and we just ran out and I was holding him. He's the age now where I think he's going to run out and try to eat the sparks coming out of the thing. So, yeah, he's going to be fine. He'll be good.
So the pop and fizzle doesn't startle anymore. It attracts.
No.
He's like, I want.
He'd run in the traffic if he could. Yeah, so no, he's not afraid of anything. So, let me see. There was one thing that I wanted to bring up with our fans. Okay, so we have four. Weston, help me out here. We have four home games left, right? And we were talking about a package that we're putting together. You can get a hold of Weston or Brian or Jen, right, and talk about it for fundraising tickets. So you can purchase your own little deal where you get a percentage of the tickets sold as a fundraiser. So not only church groups, schools, you know, organizations, I don't care if it's your mom's book club, okay? You guys can make some money off of this.
It's
great.
A chance for free money, essentially.
Right. And you help fill the Freeman. People, seriously, we got to get people
in win-win.
The Freeman. Yeah. Listen, if you care about having football here in San Antonio and you care about what we're trying to build here for the long term, I implore you, come to one game. That's all I'm asking. Come to one game and I promise you'll become a fan forever. But we got to get you there and you tell us what we need to do to get you there and we'll do it, okay? So I wanted to make that point.
Yep, and talk to Weston Colon. The number's been on the screen multiple times for the office, and of course it's on the webpage.
Yep.
SanAntonioGunslingers.com.
Let's fill that place, man. Let's fill that place. It's not hard to do. Let's fill it up. The players play better in front of a big crowd. That's from a former player. You play better when they're, you know, your home crowd is filled up and you really become the ninth man on the field. You really, really do. And you help us in so many ways that I hope you know that.
And we've heard the crowds at other places with the games that we've played away from home. And even though it may not look like it, the Freeman crowd is kind of obnoxious and engaging right there from those corrals with the cowbells.
Well, I wouldn't say obnoxious, but I would say
they're willing to engage the other team.
We're homers,
yes,
which is what we want to be.
Yeah,
and I think that, you know, for the most part, we're as loud as some places that have three times the amount of people. Yeah. I would love to have just like you hear tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I was going to say, very small crowd with a
should
lot
I,
of
should
noise.
Should I show the crowd?
No. Stop. See, there's one. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm just kidding. But what I was going to get at was that if we can fill that place one time, and people who go to that game where it's full will love the atmosphere so much that you'll go again. And I keep trying to say that, and I don't think people are buying into it yet. But trust me, there's going to come a time in the not-too-distant future where it's going to be hard to get a ticket.
Yep.
And that day is coming. I promise you, that day is coming. That is my commitment to Don Rackler and James Steubing and then the city of San Antonio. And that day is coming. And when that day comes, I'm going to laugh my butt off when you say, can I please get a ticket? And I'll say, nope.
I can't.
Can't help you.
I just can't
help you. There's no seats.
And before we end the fourth quarter and head into the meet and greet, one more reminder from Brian Billick that San Antonio Current is doing its Best of San Antonio. Matangas is up for Best Pizza, Best Wings, and Best Snack. Gunslingers in About Town is the Best Family Attraction.
And John Wayne.
And John Wayne Service Company of the Best.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Best. Yep. Yeah, I'm just reminding them.
Oh,
and
yep.
Folks, if you vote once, you can vote again. It's
every
single day. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's how I won Coach of the Year one time. I just had my family keep voting every day.
Well, it's all about that network. And
no.
Well, I mean, this is how it is.
Right. No, that's great, though. Listen, there's not a name up there that's not worthy of it.
Right.
And I would tell you if it was, because I do that. And I'm telling you, John Wayne is by far one of the best companies, not only in Texas, probably in North America. And again, Matangas, for a family-owned operation, and they have, what do they have, seven locations now? Eight? Seven. Yeah, I was right. Seven locations. The pizza's so darn good. Food's so darn good. But the stuff they do in the community and the organizations that they support is tremendous. And then, of course, our favorite, the Gunslingers. You know, we're trying to do everything the right way, too. So just think, when you think of the Gunslingers, think of sustainability. Everything we're doing is not just for this season. It's for long-term growth.
Yeah, it's
right.
This was Don's commitment with Gunslinger Nation and with everything else.
But we have to support Don, too, by coming to games,
right?
And showing that, you know, he's putting the time, the team's putting the effort, he's putting his money where his mouth is. We're all doing our part. We need you as fans to come out and do your part as well.
Woo! So,
see, there's that one fan.
Yes,
yeah,
the fan. Well, there's more than one person clapping.
I know, I'm just joking. Yeah, there's a whole crowd of people.
It's the sound.
Easy, back off, back off. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Don't rush the stage.
Don't rush the stage. No, it's all good, man. It's all good. Yeah, that's why we're on YouTube and we don't, yeah. So, it's all good.
Yeah. Good for the fourth quarter. Call it a win.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll wrap this one up. In a tidy little hour and head out the door. We'll be coming right back to ramp this one up in just a bit. You're watching Branded live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Must be that time of the year again where we work hard. And we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
It's 2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Gunslinger fans, don't miss our next home game, Saturday, June 8th at 5:30 p.m. inside the Freeman Coliseum. It's superhero night, and this is one you won't want to miss. Get your tickets, and we'll see you Saturday, June 8th.
I like where you're going.
Welcome back.
That wasn't on the air, was it?
No, that was not okay. On the air. But we are interested in letting people know that we will have a show next week after the Bay Area game. And during the bye week, there will be a show, and it will be right here at Matangas. Come out and join us. But that's going to put the wrap on our Week 10 show. Make sure before we go that you have liked and subscribed. And now is that special moment where Coach gets to give a special word to some special people.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to ask for your prayers for Cornelius Lewis's dad, who's under the weather. He's in the hospital right now, and I'm sure the prayers would mean a lot to the Lewis family and also to Harold Love's family, who, if you didn't know, lost his mom last week. So if you can offer up some prayers for those two young men and their families, I'd greatly appreciate it. And then, of course, Miss Susan, I love you. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. I love you. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for May 22nd, 2024, presented by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.